I remember my first funeral mass as a priest 26 years ago. I was in Toronto, in Ontario, Canada. And as we always do, I went to the funeral home for the vigil. And I remember the family was giving out, had printed, and was distributing a poem, allegedly by Henry Van Dyke. I took a copy. I still have it with me. I return to it once in a while, even during my homilies at funerals. Let me share it with you. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her wide sails to the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until, at length, she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she's gone." "Gone where?" "Gone from my sight, that is all. She's just as large in mast and hull and spar as when she left my side. And she is just as able to bear the load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her." And just at the moment when someone at my side says, "There she's gone," there are other eyes watching for her coming, other voices ready to take up the glad child. "There she comes." This is what we call dying. Death is only a horizon. The horizon is nothing but the limit of our sight. First time I heard this poem or I read it, it really struck me because of the hope that it gives. That all the dear ones whom we have lost, who have gone before us. I lost my mom 4 months ago, my father 5 years ago. Cousins, uncles, grandparents, friends, parishioners. The hope is that even though they are gone from our sight, there are other eyes watching for their coming. God's eyes who say, "There she comes, there he comes." But is this just an illusion? Are we just deceiving ourselves? Is this just wishful thinking? I don't think so. The Word of God answers our questions, our doubts. Today's readings are all filled with hope, with good news. The reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 3, "The souls of the just are in the hand of God." They're passing away. We thought it affliction, and yet they are at peace. This is good news. This is gospel. The souls of the just are in the hand of God. Even the beautiful psalm, the psalm of the Good Shepherd, it ends with these beautiful words,